Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Pete Glusick. And Pete, you know, it's getting to be that time of year. The tour season is about to begin.
And I can't wait. I mean, this is it's been a off season, which we've never had before. And I really enjoyed having these 3 or 4 months off. But what it does for you, it gets you chomping at the bit. And January, I mean, it's still 2 months away before the season even starts for me. And I am ready to go right now, Terry. I promise you.
Well, let's talk about what you do. What are some of the preparations that you're, you know, taking care of right now? I mean, getting that boat ready, sharpening hooks. What are some of the things you're doing?
Well, right now is the boat transition period for me, which is great. We have this off season, so I'm able to swap out our boats because, you know, we're required to operate at a new boat, a new Evinrude every year. So I've got to take care of that business right now. And when the new boat comes in, we've got to get it rigged. We've got to get it right. Make sure we get everything perfect. So when the first tournament comes around, you know, all cylinders are clicking. And some of the other things that I'm doing is starting to do a lot of my note review and studies for this upcoming map studies for this upcoming season. I do things like I look at all the old videotapes from FLW tournaments and Bassmasters tournaments that have filmed the tournaments on the lakes that we're going to. Then I'll look at all the old Bassmaster issues and all the old magazine issues that report on that specific lake that we happen to be going to compete at. So in addition, I'll obtain all the maps if I don't have. For instance, we're going to Smith Lake in Alabama this year for the Bassmasters Tour, and we've never been there before. So I have to go and buy maps, and I'll buy every single map that's made on that body of water. And that's what I'm doing in this off season. In addition to sharpening hooks, organizing tackle, ordering products, restocking things that I need. I mean, this off season is great. We've never had one before, and I love it.
Well, you know, you get ready for that season, and you talk about new products and some of that. It seems like, you know, there's a brand new product that may get hot on the trail. That one comes to mind last year, of course, was a Senko, you know, and it got hotter than a pistol, and everybody and their brother was throwing it and catching fish on it. You know, that sometimes can get you in trouble, though, because you have too much tackle, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And this is, here's another thing that I try to do with my tackle is it's kind of, you got to fight fight's the right word, but you've got to be ahead of the curve. You've got to be the guy that figures out that this is going to be a hot new technique and it's different and it's going to work. You got to be the guy that comes on board with the drop shot before everybody else has it. It gives you a big advantage. So as a professional, you've constantly got to be buying and looking at that new tackle. You've got to be kind of trying to get ahead of the curve. If you hear about an obscure technique, you want to go ahead and research it and do some researching on your own. But at the same time, you do have a ton of tackle that gets confusing. You know, it's, what do I use? What do I do? And I have this cool system that I have a tackle box that only has baits in it that I've won a lot of money on. You know, for it'll have a Bomber 6.8 crankbait, won tons of money with that. Zara Spooks, Shaking Worms. There's a lot of baits out there that I've won a lot of money on, and I'll put all those with the primary colors in one single tackle box. That way, when I know I go to this tackle box, it's what I call my confidence system. I know every bait that I'm going to take out of there, I've done extremely well with, and it's very effective for a certain set of conditions that come together. And I'll also do that, I'll put tackle boxes together for certain lakes. Like, I know each lake is a little bit different. Like our lakes that we fish in Florida are completely different from ones in Alabama and then ones up north. So, you know, I have a set of jerk baits, a set of topwaters, a set of soft plastics that have historically produced extremely well at that particular lake. So between my confidence box and my lake box, I kind of try to simplify my tackle and bring it down to the baits that I know work and I have a lot of confidence.
Well, you know, you look at your products that you have, and you know, there's just so many of them. There's a myriad of different ones that you can look at, colors, shapes, models, sizes, you know, all that type of stuff. But really, as you mentioned, it's that concentration bait, it's that bait that you have the confidence in that really can pay dividends for you. It may not even be the pattern everybody's catching them on, but if you know how to work that type of bait very, very well, sometimes that can be the difference, right?
Confidence is everything. And, you know, it plays when you're catching a lot of fish, but it really comes into play when you're catching very few fish. When I'm in a situation where I'm challenged and I'm having a difficult time at practice even getting a few bites, having those baits on that I know will generate strikes under a various set of circumstances is key because you're going to fish with confidence. confidence. And when you're fishing with confidence, you're fishing creatively, you're fishing more smartly, and you're making better decisions, decisions that even if you've not gotten a bite so far, you have a lot of confidence in what you're doing. So it helps you be aggressive in your practice rounds. And, you know, having that confidence, you hear that in every sport out there, but confidence is the key to competition, the key to reaching that peak performance. So by having the baits on that I've done well with in the past, I can tell you right now, I believe it gives me a huge edge.
You know, Pete, I guess as you get ready to start the season, of course, you start it in the very, very early parts of January, and you're going to be in Florida. But then real quick, you're going to be back in Alabama and you know, up a little bit more north than ever before. That could be some really tough conditions. That's going to be one of those things where maybe those confidence baits will come in.
There will be different conditions, and I agree. Those confidence baits are definitely going to play. And this is really exciting for me because it seems like our whole tournament circuit revolves around the pre-spawn, spawn, and post-spawn fishing. It's all real close to the spawn. That's kind of our fishing season that you see on the Bassmaster show. But this year, we're going to Florida early, and we're going to see the typical pre-spawn fishing down there in Florida. But then we're coming right up to Alabama, and we're going to fish a couple tournaments in Alabama where these fish are probably going to still be in their wintertime feeding areas. So it's going to be completely different fishing than we've seen in a long time on the Bassmaster show. So for that, I'm very excited. And I know we're going to two great lakes, Smith Lake and Lake Gunnersville in Alabama, and they're just fish factories. So one of them is full of spotted bass, big spotted bass at Smith Lake. And I've never been there, but the reports on it are, you know, 60, 80 fish a day when conditions are right. So, you know, I'm real excited about trying these new lakes, and I'm excited about fishing in a different time of year than we typically compete in the Bassmaster tournament. So that should be a good thing.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think you're going to fish in one of those tournaments. Is going to be awful weather. I think it's going to be snowing. You might get some sleet. It's going to be fun. You're going to have that good clothing with you, too.
Absolutely. You got to have your expedition weight thermals out there. But, you know, I'm from the northeastern part of the country, so the cold weather is no stranger to me. I'm kind of like Brett Favre for the Packers. You know, he always plays a lot better when it's snowing and it's nasty out. And I definitely feel like I have an edge over some of those fair weather guys when the weather gets nasty.
Well, being from the Northeast and a New Jersey guy, you got a little claim to fame this year. You know, a lot of good fishermen from the Northeast, of course. But one of your close friends, Mike Iaconelli, did pretty well this year.
Yeah, he went and won the world championship, didn't he? I think probably everybody knows it by now, but I guess the only way I could be happier is if I won the tournament myself. But, you know, he's done a nice job winning that tournament. Of course, that's one of the toughest tournaments to win out there, and he's been a great ambassador for the sport, and it's great to see, you know, people from different parts of the country having success. I know Kevin won the Classic, now Mike's won the Classic. That's two guys from the northern part of the country that have gone out there and won the world championship, so it just kind of shows that you don't have to just be a guy from Florida or the southern part of the country to be able to win some of these major tournaments, you know, by having confidence in what you do and working hard and learning how to fish in a lot of those southern bodies of water. A lot of us from up in the northeast and the northern parts of the country are going out there, and we're doing pretty good out there on the tournament trail.
Well, there seems to be a lot more people from the north. You know, we always say the south of the Mason-Dixon or north of the Mason-Dixon, and really the guys are now from Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, as you mentioned, New Jersey, you know, some of the areas like that, even a few from Connecticut and up that way, starting to do real, real well on the tournament trail, and it's kind of fun to watch that happen.
It is, you know, and we're at a bit of a disadvantage because we only get to fish, you know, a short fishing season. You know, down in Alabama and Georgia and Florida and California, they never stop. I mean, the weather's warm, the fish are cooperative just about all year long. So we have a relatively short fishing season up in the northern parts of the country. So, you know, we are at somewhat of a disadvantage, but we also have a very diverse amount of bodies of water. We have reservoirs, natural lakes, tidal rivers. So, you know, it demands being versatile to be able to be successful coming from the northern parts of the country. So we have a little bit of an advantage there, but we've got to get over that, you know, that little disadvantage of not being able to fish all year round. But it's nice for me now that I've made the professional ranks. I actually, when it gets real cold and nasty and you've had about enough of winter, they always send us down to Florida to fish for a couple weeks. So that's nice.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.